Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, dear friends. This is, of course, the Sedona Connection on the evening of Wednesday, October 4th. And yes, our dear and precious Dave is back safe and sound in Sedona. But unfortunately, he has come down with a stomach flu, and this is all of a sudden. And it is not a very user-friendly strain. So he's been resting, and he's been taking care of himself, but he didn't quite feel up to doing a whole show today. So please, please wish Dave well. You know, Dave doesn't get sick that often, so this must be something that hit him pretty hard. As I said, don't worry, he is taking care of himself, and hopefully within a day or two he'll be back on his feet. So I did have a chance to speak with him earlier this week, and he had a very good, safe trip back, and he was happy to be back home. And we talked a bit about his experience with the workshop, and he had a very wonderful experience. Enjoyed meeting all the fine people who attended the workshop in Amsterdam. And I believe these numbers are close. I think he said he had a total of 87 people from 12 different countries, and that's pretty impressive. So on Dave's behalf, I'd like to thank very much all those who attended. Hopefully you also enjoyed meeting Dave face-to-face. We love Dave over here in the States and really enjoy the workshops, and that you got the opportunity to have your questions answered. The Q&A, I feel, when I've attended the workshops, the Q&A is a very special time because people have their burning questions answered, and there's no limitation on questions, and Dave has the patience of an angel in answering these questions. So hopefully all of you did get to hear Dave's newsletter that he sent out yesterday. If you did not, I highly recommend and encourage you to do so, especially if you are new to listening to him or his shows, or are wanting maybe a very grounded perspective of this project called the Exchange of Currencies. Now, I know some of you have been listening to Dave for several years, but I think it's good to kind of get his perspective. He's kind of synthesized everything that he's learned, all the twists and turns that he's experienced in this four-year journey, and provides his conclusions. He shares his sources and the information he's getting from them. And I really appreciate Dave being sincere. You can tell he's aiming to be sincere. He lets us know what he's basing his conclusions on. And he also is very clear about when he's offering an opinion, an informed opinion, but he's very upfront about it. So it's nice to have someone who is aiming to be as clear as he can. He's encouraging. He's very encouraged that this exchange is going to happen. So I would encourage you to be as optimistic as he is. It's a good energy to be in. He does cover a lot of territory in the newsletter, so it's a good one to have, or to encourage your friends who have a lot of questions to listen to. And he does also talk about the spiritual and consciousness aspect of this project, which he consistently says is a key and very important part of this process. And I know, having met many of you, that you understand what he means by that, that you're doing your internal work, and that you're doing all that you can to leave behind some old energies that no longer serve us. If we're indeed going to embrace a new paradigm, we have to be the new paradigm, and that includes the energies that we embrace, the thoughts that we harbor, and the behaviors that we manifest in our day-to-day life. So please, if you haven't listened to the newsletter, please take the time to do so. I'm sure you're disappointed. Those who listened and had questions, I had a list of questions I was going to ask them, so I'm kind of disappointed myself. But hopefully next week you'll join us, and then we'll all have the chance to ask for questions or get clarifications on everything that Dave shared in his newsletter. So, dear friends, again, we're so thankful that you join us, and we're so thankful that you're doing your work and remaining positive and envisioning a wonderful opportunity that's going to be coming our way so that we can be of great assistance to our brothers and sisters, and that we can be part of the new that is trying to come through for all of us. So please have a wonderful evening. Take care, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much.